Continues the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, Omid Beis, the top line. Mitzvah v'guf gadol. If someone wants to do a mitzvah, and at the same time, you also gain from it monetarily, oichel peiras v'loy sochar. V'loy sochar.
If he owns your money.
The Gemara is going to explain what it means as follows. The Rashbam explains. If someone wants to do a groyser mitzvah, un oichel machen geld from them. A good deal. You do a mitzvah and you make money. V'loy socher. So v'loy, Ben Chanan is goyges, vov lamed vov, not v'loy socher. V'loy, and for him there will be schar. You're mistaker. So what you do is as follows. As Bam explains. You lend money to someone else. You lend him $1,000. Lend him $10,000. He gives you, as a mashkin, his karka. Now, the karka that belongs to your friend, you let him cultivate the land, and all the payers that come from the land, you eat, you benefit. Now, obviously, it can't be ribbis, so you deduct on a yearly amount of the amount of payers that are going to be eaten from the choiv. If I lent you $10,000, and every year I eat $1,000 of payers, so I don't have to work for the payers, I get the payers, I don't have to work for it, but at the same time, It's not ribbis because it's a set amount every year, and even if the payer is not going to produce that much, and you deduct it from the schar, so after if it's $1,000 every year, after 10 years, there's no choif to pay back anymore. You give back the mashkin. So it's not ribbis, but at the end of the day, you're lending someone money, you mitzvah godl, mitzvah, v'guf godl, oichel peiras, v'loy sochar. I'm eating the peiras, and that is the schar, and at the same time, that's a deduction of the choiv, so there's no question of ribbis. And memela, you're putting someone on his feet, you're lending him money, he started a business, but you're eating peiras from it, and that's a deduction of the choiv. Because every year I'm counting as if I received a payment of $1,000 of peiras, even if the peiras were only worth 900, so it's not karv l'schar. So I'm giving him $10,000. With that money, I'm taking a mashkin. I'm not taking a mashkin for alvo, that's not ribbis, a mashkin. So I'm taking his karka as a mashkin. Now, what is the deal? The obmach is that I am going to eat a certain amount of peiras, set amount, lefi, the shah of zoil, what it comes out as a piroin. That's a regular piroin of the choiv. I'm getting paid back with the choiv by eating the peiras. So where's the ribbis? Not ribbis. If I'm getting $1,000 of peiras every year, that's a payment of my choiv. You're paying me over 10 years, the $10,000 back. What did I do a gvaldig mitzvah? I lent the person $10,000. So he's able to start his business.
And then
he gives back his karka at the end. So mainly his karka is cultivated. But he had to start it off. He needed people to work on it. He needed that $10,000 originally. So I did a gvaldig halva, and I get schar because I don't have to work for my parents. But it's lemais, it's the set amount of the halva. It's the going back. And that's how you're doing the schar.
He's not getting anything.
He's gaining a mitzvah. He's getting gvaldig mitzvah, and he's gaining that he's eating peiras and I don't have to work for it.
That's paying
back. Right, but I'm, at the end of the day, I have food without working for it. Well, now,
he's working for his field.
I'm not working. The guy that lent the money is not working.
The malva took the field, and the malva is working.
No. The loiv is working on the field. It's the loiv's field. And he's saying, work on the field, and I get the peiras.
It's a regular
peiroin. It's a regular peiroin, correct. But it's a v'loy sochar. The yichus is that I'm eating payers without working. I'm not working and I'm getting a mitzvah. Usually when you get payers, how do you get payers? You have to cultivate the land yourself. Right. Here he's doing that for you.
And he's paying you back. Did I
tell exactly.
You?
That's why it's not ribbis. But it's a mitzvah v'loy socher. Atkan. Zok de ma'avaita. Mitzvah v'guf tahar. If you want to do a mitzvah and at the same time remain with the guf tahar, nois isha v'loy bonim. You marry a lady, and you have the children. So it's not a znus, it's a nesuin. Ah, but v'om tziv v'rabbeinu, HaKadosh says, Bonov, the four things Rabbeinu told his children, tzavo, al todu b'shchentzia, b'shchentziv, do not live in shchentziv. Why? Mishum de leitzon ahava. People over there are jokers. Don't live around jokers. Leitzonim. U'moshchu l'cho b'leitzinuso, they'll pull you into leitzonis. V'al teish v'al mitz aromis, and do not sit on a bed of an aromis. What's wrong with sitting on her bed? One pshat is, do not go to sleep like an aromis, without saying kriyash malamita. Do not live, do not marry, a giyoris. Now, even though obviously there's a lav of loisoinus ager, we're talking about at the end of the day, you marry a giyogis leitintsev giyuto. Zogt Rashi, Zogt Rashbam, mishum labginon giyura adasor dora leitivze amoy ba'apei. The point is, because of the danger of loisoinu. Because of loisoinu, you have to be very careful for 10 dogas. The Gemara says, leitivze amoy ba'apei. So if you marry her, you're putting yourself in, you're prone to be mevazer giyuris. So don't marry her. That's true, but at the same time, let someone else do that. It's dangerous. Haftim zegeh, but not through marriage. You're going to be too much around them. Be careful. The Biskarov, when he had a mechutin, who was an almona, he didn't want to discuss with her anything about the chasana. He was scared of almona leisanun. Maybe he'll say the wrong thing. Nothing. Other people did it. He didn't want to do it himself. So over here also. Ve'ikad amri. Vada, vada. Ve'ikad amri amoiz mamish. It was, we're talking about a real amoy to not sit on a bed. Why? And like the Rashbam brings a story, there was a mice and a pop, the Gemara brings it in Brochas, I think, that there was an amoy that owed him money. So he went into the house to collect the money. So she, before he came, choked her child, put it under the bed, told him, sit over here, wait for me, I'm getting the money. She came out, she said, oh, you killed my son. Rapopa had to run away out of the city because she accused him of murder. But that's why, be careful. Do not trust in Amoyes. Do not sit on a bed. Do not avoid taxes. Now, this doesn't talk about taxes that you owe. Fashetich can't avoid that. It's talking about taxes that you don't owe. And they're telling you more than you have to pay. Why? They might find you. And they'll give you a penalty and they'll take everything away. So even pay something that you don't know, don't start up with the IRS. This is not the IRS. We're talking about a mechas that's not kedin. Do not stand in front of a shor at the time it comes out of the agom. Why can't you stand in front of a shor when it comes out of the agom? Zog the Gemara. B'mdeisha sotan meraket ben karen of the sotan is meraket between his horns. Omer Rav Shmuel b'shor shoch, we're talking about specifically the conditions. It has to be a black shor. U'b'yayim nissen in the days of Nissen. A shor that's a tam did not gore three times. Chamisha mam, you have to be careful even 50 yama. Mishor muad kamali einov as far as you see him. Zog di gemara. Tonem mishpeder gemeir reish tura bedikula sak leigra. Meaning reish tura. Oh, gemara is saying reish tura bedikula. Even if the head of the shor is bidikula. He's in a basket. He's in the middle of eating his lunch. Bidikula sak leigro. Even when he's eating, you have to go away. Maloy eino from a sharmud. Even when he's in the midst of eating and his head is in the basket, so he's busy eating, still run away. Saki leigro. Run to the roof. Vishodi daga mitusach. And throw the ladder out from under you. Because the shor is going to chase you. Now, the shor doesn't really chase you. Zogdash bam, penyala checho. You ever see a shore go up a ladder? That's not going to happen. But the pshat is, go to a place that you're protected. We won't be able to come to you. Zogma Omer Rav. Nizer etura hein hein. Meaning, nizer etura, the Rashbam says, lachash of a shore. There's a few pshat. One pshat he says, a lachash that a shore shouldn't gore you, that you say hein hein. Another pshat he says, it's not a lachash, but it's a go'ogo. You want to scream at a shore. So you tell him this loshen, to chase him away from you. Or that he should do malacha for you. You want him to work. You say, hein, hein. So then he does what he has to do. Niza da aye. The same thing. What's a niza of an aye? The aye is, the ga'oga is, zeze. Niza de gamlo. You want the gamlo to work for you. You want to chase it away. Or the lachash is dodo. Niza da arbo. What about for people that work in a ship, in a boat? Zoktash bam kdei lemoishcha b'chevel alich lenor. You want to get the get them to work. So you sing a certain song. What do you say? Niza da arba hilni haya hil hila vihiluk hulia. That's like the song that the people that work on the boat, the marines. Oh, this is the marines chant. The marines chant is hilni haya hili hiluk hulia, and that makes them work. So, what did you say?
Ahoy!
Ahoy! Oh, very good. That's ahoy. Come from the, you're right. Everything comes from here. Zogma Oma Abaya. Or dag the ur of the dag, the hide. Skin. The kois, and kois, we'll see soon what that is. It's talking about kos of the hasana. Chamin, hat, ubeyim, and eggs. Vikinim, and lice, levenim. All these things are cool and kosher ledover achi. They all cause tzaras. And the Gemara explains one after another. Or, what is or referring to? Man de goni amashcha. Someone amashcha de tzola. Someone who sleeps on a hide before it's finished. Or koydim shetigomer avadosoi. So he's sitting on the hide. The tzola is an abdom. So man de goni, someone who sleeps a mashcher etzola on a hide before it's finished causes tzaras. Dag, what does dag refer to? Shibuta b'yoyim enissen. Shibuta is the name of a dag. B'yoyim enissen. You eat that dag, it causes tzaras. Kois, what does kois refer to? Shiure kasa de halsano. It's a leftover of kasa de halsano. We said before was the thing that you have even if you can't afford shalshudas. It's fish that's with oil and with kemach fish sticks. So the leftovers cause tzaras. Chamin, what does chamin mean? Chamima de chamima mishadru alvei. Zok Rashbam, im rogel lishpech mayim chamin yoysi midar al b'soroi. You're pouring too much hot water on yourself. That causes tzaras. And zok de gemara, beyim, what's beyim referred to? Man de madrech aklipim. Someone who walks on the shells, on eggshells. Expression, you know, walking on eggshells. Kinim leveinim. What is that referring to? Mander mechaver levushe. You wash your clothing, and you don't wait 8 days to wear it because the lice are still in there and regrow. V'hoda levushlo, and then only you wear it within 10 days. Within 8 days, I mean. If you wear it within 8 days, then it causes tzaras. Why? Berian hanach kinim. The kinim grow again. V'koshen l'davacha, and it causes tzaras. And Chazanish was takanoyik. That when he washed today, it's not negated these things because we don't have lice in clothing. We don't have these things. But he was makban on this to after he washed to wait 8 days. So mele shouldn't cause tzaras. Zok demora. Omer al papa. Beisid is beis shunra. If you have a house that has a cat in there, loy nail be insha beloy misani. Do not walk there without shoes. We had yesterday a question if you're allowed to walk in your home without shoes. Here we see yaladu. Only when there's a cat, you shouldn't. Beisid is beis shunra. Then don't walk without shoes. Why without shoes with the cat? My time is from the shunra kotil lechivya. I'm older with snakes in homes. So the shunra kills snakes. And it eats the snake. But there's still leftover bones from the snake. The small little bones, shards that are left over on the floor. And if you step on one of these bones, so then the chivya of the snake, akari on his feet, loy nafik, it doesn't come out so easily, like a splinter, v'yistakenle, and it's a sakona. Ikid amri punkvaket, beisu de lesbe shunra, a home that does not have a cat, loy nail be'incha, you shouldn't walk in there without, bahakora, no, not without shoes. Loy nail be'incha bahakora, you should not walk in there when it's dark. B'choyshech, zog d'rashbam. My time, dilma michich bei chivya, the snake might wrap himself around you, v'loyoda, you won't know that he's there, u'mistakenle, he'll become a sakona. There are three things Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosi was mitzvah to Rabbi. Number one, al taz mum ba'atzmecha. Do not cause a mum to yourself. What does that mean? Mahi, like to have a lecha din about it losa. Never have a din Torah, a din with three people. Why? The chad have a bal din. One of them is your bal din, and v'trei sahadin. The other two will testify against you. They'll gang up together. So mele will be in hamasa together with them. So a kenunya. So mele. Trei will be sahadi against you, and then you're done. V'al tamad ala mekach b'shosh en l'chadomim. Do not stand by an item for sale when you can't afford it. You're fooling the person. It's not a good thing. She'en l'chadomim. Dr. Ashbam, l'ischor v'hamoycha Yisrael v'en l'chadomim l'kloiz ha-mekach v'nimtza mafsida chinom. Sh'lo k'chena achem ha-achem sh'atam ha-apach boy. You're looking at the item. All the other buyers, potential buyers, are not going to look at it. Ishtcha tovlo. If your wife went to the mikveh, al tezakik lo lai lo rishoyno. Now, this is not referring to bizman hazeh. This is referring to Omer Rav, that the first night the women zakik, uvenide doi reise, hoi vuchzuk mayim pesuach, dil mamoshcha zivu, which means that mid the reise, after 7 days, a woman goes to the mikveh. She's tor. Mid the rabbonon, we have the din of zayin ikiyin, meaning, because we're choshesh, even for nidus, not just for zove. So mid the reise, you're allowed to go to the mikveh the day, the seventh day, even if in the daytime she saw why, you don't need Shivanakiyim. because even if she saw lemaisi, you go to the mikvah. But the problem is, if that night she's going to be shofet dam, so then she'll become a huchzik amayim pesuach. So then it's a ziva. So you wait, so it won't be that problem. Zokta Rashbam, neither the raisa. Koydim shemichmiru al atzma leishav shiva nekiyim. V'afilu rois kol shiva. You still allowed to go to the mikvah that night. Toivos belel shmoino. After 7 days, you're toivo. U'misham shois. V'al tizokik bois alayla. Hoil v'ayoyim rosa. Since she saw that day. V'huchzak mayim pesuach. Dilma shofo ziva b'shas tashmish. So you don't want it to become a shofaz domin. Shloisha dvorim tziva rabbi yoisib rabbi yudez rabbi.
1 day or 3 days.
What did you say?
1 or 3 days. Maybe.
Once it's not a mayim pesuach, you're not choshish after 1 day. Zog di gemara, shloish advon tzivir rabbi yoyis, rabbi yudez, rabbi. Number one, al teitzi yichri b'layla, do not go yourself at night, outside. Val tamo b'fnei ha'ner orum, do not stand in front of a ner orum. Val tikonis l'merchatz chodosh, do not go into a new bathhouse. For test it out. Why? Shema tifoches, the floor might fall in under you. And below the floor, the bathhouse, is the fires. Or the waters, whatever is there. It's not a safe situation. How long could you not go into the bathhouse? 12 months. On the regular floor. Make sure you don't walk on the main floor with sakona. Where is that coming from? The Tanya. If someone stands in front of a nair, that's orum, have a nichpe. It causes epilepsy. If someone's meshamish mitosel or aner, have a lebonim nichvin. Your children become epileptic. If you're mishamish b'tos on a bed that a tinek is sleeping on, that tinek becomes epileptic. It's only when the child, the tinek, is not 1 year old yet. If he's a year old, it's only if the baby is sleeping towards the legs of the bed, not where the head is. But if he's towards the head, leis lombo. He didn't place your hand on the tinuk. What does it mean to not go yichidi balaylo? The Tanya. Lo yeitzi yichidi balaylo. Do not go yourself at night. Lo beleile revies. Not on Tuesday night. Velo beleile shabosois. And not on Friday night. Why? Bimneisha. Igeres bas machlas. Igeres bas machlas is the name of a shade. He, she, this Igeres, Ushmoina Esre Riboi, and 180,000, 18 Riboi is 180,000, 18 times 10,000. Ushmoina Esre Riboi, Shamalachi Chabola Yoitzin. She has an entourage of 180,000 Malachi Chabola. They go out with her. She don't want to be on the street when they're walking. Each individual one of them, of the 180,000, has reshus to be Mechabel. Zog di Gemara, mi kora originally have a shchicha kula yoima, meaning these malach chabola were shchiach every day. Zim nechada, what happened that they only ended up only being Tuesday and Friday night? Zim nechada poga b'Reb Chanina Mendoiso. This shigris bas machlas or igris bas machlas with the 180,000 malach chabola met Reb Chanina Mendoiso. Om golei, she told him, ilav de machazon aloch berikia. He's harab chalina v'terasoi. If not for in the heavenly abode, there's an announcement, a proclamation. Be careful and don't start up with chalina b'doisa and his Torah. Sakanteich, I would have endangered you. Oh my Lord, so chalina said to her, "Ichashvina b'rakia, ichashivna b'rakia." If I'm so important in rakia, so then I'm making a gzera. Goyz rani olech shloit tavere b'yishuv loylam. You'll never be able to walk again in the yishuv and harm people. So she pleaded from him with him. I beg of you, you're taking away my panosa. Give me something. Give me 1 day I can hang out. He said, yeah, Friday night and Tuesday night. And the Tosfos really explains why punk these two? Because the Bnei Kfarim used to go to the Ayoros Monday and Thursday for Kriyas HaTorah. So Monday means they had to go already Sunday night. And Monday means they went back Monday night. So Mela, Sunday and Monday, you didn't want them around. Thursday, likewise. So Wednesday night, they came. And Friday night, they didn't go back because of Shabbos. You can't go out of the Tchum. They went back to Shabbos anyways. So Friday night, there's less people on the street. And Tuesday night, there's less people on the street from the Bnei Kfarim that don't show up in the Yoros. So then he said, okay, we'll relegate you and we'll leave you for those 2 nights. Zogma v'suchot zimna pogebe ba'baya. The Gemara continues similarly. This shade of her name was Igeres Bas Mochlas with 180,000 Malach Havola was Pagea Ba'abaya. Omrele, she said to him, Ilav de Machse Aloch Berekia, he's Harbe Nachmeni. If not for them being Machas in Rekia in Shemayim, be careful about Nachmeni. Abaya was called Nachmeni because Rabbi Ba Nachmeni raised him. His father was a Yosem, Yahavim Eim. So Rabbi Nachmeni is called Nachmeni. So Izar Menachem be kiva bar Nachmeni uve seirosoi have a sekantech I would have endangered you. Omalei, so he said similarly. Ichashivne berikia, if I'm so important in berikia, because Rani alaychi shalei tavoi Rabbi Yishuv laolam. Zok di Gemara hokachazina de Avra. Omra, okay, we'll continue this tomorrow. The Gemara continues in this Maisa. We'll stop up here. Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on the top.
What time is?